Well, we just heard about the obstacles to passing sanctions against Russia here in the U.S., but there's a bigger question here. Would sanctions work anyway? Russia got hit hard by Western sanctions after sending troops in 2014 to occupy Crimea. And since then, Russian President Vladimir Putin began building up the sandbags, so to speak, stockpiling currency, trimming budgets to soften the blow of potential future sanctions. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi. He's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Celeste.
What does it mean when people say that Putin has tried to make Russia's economy sanctions-proof?
It's a really important point. It's one of the reasons why sanctions on a place like North Korea don't work anymore, because North Korea doesn't bank on the international banking system. You can't send a wire. They don't have dollars. They don't trade with anybody. Russia's not that far gone, obviously, because Russia's biggest export is oil. And the world buys that. But Russia has drastically reduced its use of dollars, so it's saving them up, which gives Washington a little less leverage. It's stockpiled currency reserves of hard currencies like euros and dollars, as it has trimmed its budget to keep its economy and its government services going, although that becomes a bit like austerity. It's not enjoyable to live in Russia right now. And it's reoriented a lot of its trade with non-NATO, non-Europe, and certainly it's not a big trading partner of the U.S. to start with. So the bottom line is there are sanctions that can continue to work, and the senator was just talking about some of them. There are others that are being proposed. But yes, Russia's definitely a little more immune to mainstream sanctions, the type of which we used in 2014, than they were back then.
Can we assume then that the sanctions in 2014 were effective, that they hit Russia hard enough that they led Putin to take some of these measures?
I'm not sure that we can assume that. Some of them were quite important and effective. One of them is the Magnitsky Act, which was named after the lawyer for a man named Bill Browder, an American who was an investor there. He untangled this web of fraud and graft involving the government and companies. He was killed. It's thought that the Russian authorities may have had a role in that. So the act basically, it's worldwide. It basically punishes government officials and high-ranking people if they've been tied to any role in human rights abuses. So that's hurt a lot of rich people who are tied to Vladimir Putin. But no, a lot of the other sanctions haven't worked. One of the ones that Scott was just talking to the senator about, the blocking of the Nord Stream 2, that would be a very big deal. That's the second pipeline that would take gas from Russia to Germany. That's the biggest thing that Russia has, the ability to sell gas. And the senator makes an interesting point that if you did that preemptively, Russia will say, well, now we've lost that, let's go ahead. But it can be one of those sanctions that can be a condition of invasion to say, if you do that, your ability to get money in the most effective way you have, which is selling oil and natural gas, could be diminished further.
So who gets caught in the middle here? Could regular Russians or maybe other countries be impacted both by Putin taking measures and then the possible sanctions?
Yeah, possibly everybody, because we're talking about energy prices, which are already up, partially because the world's getting back to work, partially because of tensions around this war. The Germans are the immediate beneficiary of that pipeline. So that's why there's been talk about how whether NATO and the Europeans are not all unified on what to do with Russia, because frankly, in February, the Germans are not that interested in having a large supply of their natural gas, which heats their homes, cut off. But if oil or gas comes off the market in the world, the price goes up everywhere. So Russians will be affected generally by sanctions. Germans will be affected by it. The Ukrainians are already being affected by it. But in fact, every single one of us could feel it if this escalates. However, sanctions and higher oil prices are better than large wars. And that's what NATO and European leaders and President Biden are counting on right now.
Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure.